理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Vance. Thank you for joining us for the second day of our article titled Impressions of Bethlehem College. Now, if you were with us yesterday, you know that we've been reading the diary of Ruth Liu, an English teacher at Taipei Municipal Zhongshan Girls High School. Now, that's a long name for a school.
It sure is. And Ruth traveled to New Zealand for 6 weeks, and during that time, she visited a wonderful private school called Bethlehem College. The school has over 2,000 students, and the international students live with homestay families while they attend the school.
Now, today we're going to learn more about the courses offered at this school, so we hope you have your magazines open and are ready to follow along with us in the reading. We're on page 13, starting in line 7.
Impressions of Bethlehem College, Tauranga. I really like the way courses are arranged at Bethlehem College. The older the students get, the more freedom they have to choose classes. Starting with year 7, students take not only core subjects, but also compulsory rotational subjects. So, for 6 weeks at a time, they add a class like information technology or art or Maori, etc. In this way, students experience a wide range of courses while not having to deal with too many subjects at once. The college offers many educational and cultural activities as well. Twice a term, Bethlehem College has a mufti, casual clothes, day when students don't have to wear their uniforms. The purpose is to raise money for charity, so students who wear muftis are expected to donate money to charity. When I was there, the primary school kids raised 1,500 New Zealand dollars for a little boy's operation. Needless to say, the students were thrilled. Sports, inter-house debates, speech competitions, dramas, assemblies, and much more are part of student life. But most importantly, the school constantly encourages students to think of others and to make a difference in others' lives.
Welcome back. Now remember, friends, this is Ruth Liu's diary, so we're reading about her impressions and her thoughts. Other people might not necessarily agree with her, but that's okay. So what did Ruth like about this school? Well, she liked a lot of things, including the way courses are arranged.
That's right. Now, courses are classes that students take, and at Bethlehem College, there is more freedom for older students when it comes to choosing courses. So there are privileges to getting older. You get to choose the courses you want to take. I guess this is similar to high school and college in the U.S.
Good point. Now, reading on in line 10, we learn that starting with year 7, students take not only core subjects, but also compulsory rotational subjects. Now, before we explain what all of those big words mean, we want you to check the usage tip at the bottom of the page for additional sentences using this sentence pattern.
So, Rachel, what does it mean if a student is in year 7? Does that mean he or she is in grade 7?
I was wondering the same thing, Vance, and I actually had to do a bit of research on the internet to find out what year 7 means. You know, the grades in years in New Zealand are different from the U.S., and they're different from what I'm used to. I found out that in New Zealand, year 7 means that the students are approximately 10 or 11 years old.
So when do students start secondary school, Rachel? What year are they when they start high school?
Well, from what I understand, students attend secondary school or high school from year 9 to year 13. Anyway, the point here is that even students as young as 10 or 11 in year 7 get to choose the courses they want to take. But they do have to take core subjects, which are the main subjects everyone has to take. Things like math, history, science, language, etc. So, Vance, I'm curious. What was one of your favorite core subjects in high school?
Well, I didn't really like a lot of my core subjects, but I did enjoy my creative writing classes, some of the different English classes that I got to take. That was very good.
Oh, well, definitely English was one of my favorite core subjects as well.
Well, notice that the students also take compulsory rotational subjects. Now, if something is compulsory, then it is required. You have to do it. You don't have a choice.
Ah, compulsory. For example, in some countries, serving in the military is also compulsory. So that's a good word to learn. But back to these rotational classes. At least these courses are rotational, which means that you get a variety of them. So if the courses are rotational, then you get to try new courses after a certain period of time. Our author tells us that the courses at Bethlehem College are on a 6-week rotation. In other words, the classes rotate every 6 weeks.
So if you really don't like a class, all you have to do is wait 6 weeks and you can take another one. Well, what are some of these classes? In line 13, we see that students can take information technology like computers or art or even Maori. Now, I would enjoy information technology and I'd enjoy art as well, but I have no idea if I'd enjoy Maori because I have no idea what Maori is. Rachel, can you help me out?
I'd love to, Vance. I had to do a little bit more research here as well, but I found out that the Maori are a native people group of New Zealand. They have their own language as well, and I learned that the word Maori means normal, natural, or ordinary. I'm guessing that the students at Bethlehem College learn about the Maori people as well as they learn some of their language, and that sounds interesting to me.
Me too, and I like how the students can experience a wide range of courses. Our author says that this helps them not have to deal with too many subjects at once. Now, Rachel, let me ask you. You used to be a student, and now you're a teacher, of course. Would you prefer to have a lot of subjects over a long period of time, or do you prefer this Bethlehem College system where you have 6-week rotations, where you have a set number of classes for 6 weeks, and then you change to something else?
Well, Vance, I like this idea of the 6-week rotation. I think variety is good, and I love being able to take a variety of courses. Unfortunately, when I was in high school, I had to pretty much take the core classes, and I didn't have any extra time to take some of those classes I always wanted to take. I never got to take, like, astronomy or art because I just didn't have the time to do it. So I think that this is a good system, and I can see why the students like it.
No, I think it's a good system as well. And friends, it's time to take a break, but first we're going to take a little visit with Beth and Ken in the chat room. So we'll see you soon.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. Beth is joining us in the chat room again. Welcome, Beth.
Thanks, Ken. Hi, students. So, Ken, what would you like to chat about today?
Well, our lesson today mentions core subjects, which refer to those subjects that make up the required part of a school curriculum.
Right. That's because the word core refers to the basic or most important part of something. The core is the most central part. So the core subjects are the most important courses.
Oh, so that's why the center part of certain fruits is called the core, like an apple core?
That's right. And core can also be a verb, meaning to remove the center part. For example, if I core an apple, I remove the thick center part that contains the seeds.
I see. Core 就是核心，学校课程有所谓的 core subjects, 核心科目，也就是最重要的必修科目。Core 也可以指水果的果心。当动词用的话 ,to core an apple, 就是把苹果当中的核挖掉。So, what other words can we use with core?
Often we talk about core values and core beliefs, meaning the basic principles that someone has. We can also use the adjective hardcore to describe someone who is extremely loyal or passionate. For example, a hardcore Democrat or a hardcore runner.
Core values, 核心价值观指的就是大家普遍认同的最基本的信仰。而 hardcore 是一个组织或者运动当中斗志最坚定的成员，叫做 hardcore。Are there any other phrases with the word core?
Yes, the prepositional phrase to the core means that every part has been affected. For example, if you see a really scary movie, you could say that you were shaken to the core. Similarly, we also use the idiom rotten to the core to describe someone or something that behaves in a dishonest or immoral way. For example, this political party is rotten to the core,and is unlikely to get many votes in the next election.
To the core 是彻底的。比如说 Beth is American to the core. Beth 是个道道地地的美国人。Rotten to the core 是表示烂透了、坏透了。
Well, all you hardcore English learners, keep up the good work. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. If you've just joined us, we're on page 14 and in line 1. And we're continuing our lesson about Bethlehem College. And we see in line 1 that the college offers many educational and cultural activities as well. I'm sure with a large group of international students, it's important for the school to provide a wide variety of cultural activities.
I agree. Now, our writer gives us a great example here. Twice a term, which means two times each term period, the students get a mufti day where they don't have to wear their uniforms. Now, mufti just means casual clothes.
And I'm sure the students love wearing their casual clothes to school because they usually have to wear uniforms. But twice a term, they get to dress down. Now, if you're curious about how long a term is in New Zealand, you can check the informational box at the top of page 14. But it looks to me there that a term lasts approximately 3 months.
So, Rachel, is the Mufti Day just for fun, or is there another purpose behind it?
Believe it or not, Vance, there is another purpose behind it. It's not just for fun.The purpose of the Mufti Day is to raise money for charity. So if students wear muftis, or casual clothes, then they are expected to donate money to charity. Wow, this kind of thing really surprised me, actually.
It's like they're buying the privilege to wear these. It's very surprising. But I think it's a great idea to donate money to charity. Now, charity is something given to the poor or to the needy. It's when you help someone who really needs your help.Often charity is money that is donated to an aid organization.
That's right. We've talked a lot about those aid organizations. So these students raise money for charity when they wear their casual clothes. And when Ruth Leo was at Bethlehem College, the primary school kids, or the little ones, raised 1,500 New Zealand dollars for a little boy's operation.That's quite a bit of money for primary school kids, don't you think?
That's right. I think it's a lot of money for little kids to raise. Now, let's talk about that word operation. An operation is something that you have to go to the hospital to get. It's a surgical procedure. Operations are often expensive and difficult for the person who's being operated on. Maybe you can have your tonsils out, or maybe you can have a brain operation. It's usually kind of serious, but you can have a mild operation too.
That's right. A lot of them are serious, and we aren't told what kind of operation this little boy had to have, but I'm sure it was serious. And we do know that the primary school kids at Bethlehem College raised a lot of money to help pay for the costs of his operation. It was probably pretty expensive as well. And needless to say, the students who raised the money were thrilled.
Rachel, you just said our final vocab word for the day, thrilled. If you are thrilled about something, then you are very excited. You're overjoyed and delighted.
Yes, you are. For example, I could say, I was thrilled when my team won the basketball game. This is a great word for you to learn, friends.
It sure is. Now, let's move on to our last paragraph where we learn some more about the school and their student life there. It says the sports, inter-house debates, speech competitions, dramas, assemblies, and much more are part of students' life at Bethlehem College. It sounds like these students are very well-rounded. There are all these activities that they can join.
I agree. It sounds like a lot of fun to me. And let's talk a little bit about inter-house debates. A debate is like a discussion, but the two sides don't agree with each other. And sometimes debates get really heated or people get very angry. For example, Vance is from Minnesota and I'm from Michigan, so we could debate about which state has a better professional football team if we were really serious about it.
I think we should do that sometime. We could broadcast our debate on television. Actually, my professional sports teams aren't really that great, so you might win that debate.
Well, it would be fun, and it's fun to debate. Sometimes debates are very organized, and schools compete against each other as well. But notice what our author says in line 13. Even though the school encourages the students to participate in a lot of activities, they are more concerned about students learning how to think of others and make a difference in others' lives.
That's right. That is even more important than schoolwork and extra activities. The students at Bethlehem College are encouraged to help each other out, to be kind to each other, and to make a difference in the life of others. I like that. This sounds like a great school.
It sure does, Vance. And I'm just curious, we've talked a lot about the school and about how the international students go there and they stay with families. What do you think, Vance? I know you're a parent of two girls. Would you ever send your girls to a school like this, to a private school where they have to actually go overseas?
Well, I think I love a lot of things about this school, but I would probably never send my girls overseas to another country. I'd try to find a school like this that's very close to home because it sounds like a great place to learn.
That's a good point. And I know a lot of parents would probably agree with you there. It'd be interesting to talk to some of the students at this school and find out how they chose it, how they found out about the school. Maybe we'll learn a little bit more about that later on, because remember, we're going to have three more articles from Ruth this year in 2008. But don't we have something special to listen to right now, Vance?
That's right. Actually, we have an interview with Ruth Liao, and we'll learn some more about her impressions of Bethlehem School. And then we'll look at our today's review skit.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Ruth. I was in New Zealand for 6 weeks. After this experience, I found some differences between education in New Zealand and Taiwan. First, students in New Zealand receive 12 years of compulsory education starting from age 5 and ending at age 16. Every student goes to the school the day he or she turns 5, so each child starts school on a different day. The term dates in New Zealand are quite different from ours. Their school year starts in February and ends in December. There are 4 terms in the school year, and each term is about 2 months long. There are holidays between terms. The longest vacation is the summer vacation from December to February. The class sizes are a little bit smaller in New Zealand. In Bethlehem College, there is an average of 20 to 25 students in each class. In class, there is little lecture. Most teachers emphasize learning by doing, so there are many tasks for students to do in class. I talk to many teachers there, and they think that with information so easily available and the vast amount of information out there, there's little point in memorizing all of it. What is important is for students to learn how to search for information, summarize their findings, analyze them, and put forth their own points of view. Furthermore, there is a lot of interaction between teacher and students in class. Students are encouraged to ask questions and voice their opinions. Most students were eager to speak and express themselves in class. I also found that in New Zealand, they try to give individuals the guidance they need, other than the streaming we talked about in February, to make sure that students are taught at their level. In class, students also receive much individual guidance from their teachers. Teachers spend less time talking to the whole class and more time talking to each student. Finally, there is less homework in New Zealand. Most teachers give their students time to do some homework in class and give them help and guidance at the same time. As a result, students can generally finish their homework in 2 hours at home. I hope you have enjoyed learning about education in New Zealand. Bye-bye.
Rotational. I have a rotational schedule, so I work different hours every week. Charity. This charity provides free food to people who can't afford to buy it. Operation. The operation on Sandy's broken leg lasted 3 hours. Thrilled. Harry was thrilled when he found out he was the winner of the speech contest.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 首先我们看 compulsory 这个形容词。 compulsory 是指强制性的、义务性的或者是必修的。课文中提到的 compulsory subject 是指必修的科目，例如 PE is a compulsory subject at most schools， 体育课在多数的学校中都是必修科目，或者是 military service is compulsory for all male citizens in some countries， 有些国家所有男性的公民都要服兵役。接下来我们看的是 rotational 这个形容词，它的动词是 rotate，R-O-T-A-T-E 是指轮流或循环，所以形容词 rotational 是指循环式的或者是轮流的。课文中提到的 rotational subject 是指循环式教学的科目，或者是 The organization developed a three-month rotational training program， 这个机构发展出一个为期3个月循环式的训练课程，或者是 They work on a rotational basis，他们的工作是轮班制的。最后我们看的是 thrilled 这个形容词，它原本是 thrill， 使激动或使兴奋这个动词的过去分词，当形容词是指感到兴奋的或者是感到开心的，因为某件事而感到兴奋或开心的是用 with 这个介系词，例如 She was thrilled with the extra bonus， 她因为收到额外的奖金而雀跃不已。也可以用不定词 to 加上动词来说明因为做某件事而感到很开心，例如 We're so thrilled to see you， 我们好开心能够看到你。 And that's all for today's language tips. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Michelle. Alright, friends, close your magazines and see if you know the answers to these review questions. Number one, what was not mentioned as a rotational subject in our lesson today? A.Gym, B, art, C, information technology, or D, Maori. Now, Vance, do you remember which of these subjects was not mentioned?
I believe it was A, gym, but I'm left wondering, why not? Gym is such a great subject, right?
I agree with you. It was my favorite subject in high school. All right, we have one more question. What does mufti mean? Mufti. A, formal clothes,B, the tribal people of New Zealand, C, charity, or D, casual clothes. Now, Vance, what can you say for this one?
D, casual clothes. Remember, the students were allowed to wear mufti or casual clothes if they brought money to give to charity. So it sounds like a great exchange. Everybody wins there, huh?
That's right. And maybe, friends, some of you can try this at your school. Talk to your teachers and see if you can wear your mufti to school. Now let's listen to today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
Impressions of Bethlehem College, Taranga, by Ming Ming Liu. Liu Ming Ming.
Insights into school like Bethlehem College. In 2007, English teacher Ruth Liu, a Taipei Municipal Zhongshan Girls High School, was sponsored by Studio Classroom.And the New Zealand Trade Development Centre to visit New Zealand. Ruth spent 6 weeks experiencing life with 2 different New Zealand families, as well as visiting 2 different schools. Bethlehem College, Tauranga, is a state integrated private school with government funding, Christian co-educational school. With over 2,000 students of preschool, primary school, secondary school, and teacher training institute on all on the same campus. I was impressed with how Bethlehem College supports international students in their studies and their lives. When they first arrived at school, all international students take prep classes. In these prep classes, teachers systematically introduce background knowledge in English terms and phrases for each subject. Rotational, charity, operations, thrilled.
This is the Black Pearl, thrilled to be with you in the classroom, the studio classroom, that is, worldwide. Bye-bye, friends.
再见.